Hi, boys and girls. I'm Miss Kara, and I want to tell you an amazing story that I just read from a book called Singer on the Sand by Norma Youngberg. Our story takes place a long time ago on an island called the Great Sandgir, and it happened to a little boy named Satu and a family that God used in a big way. One morning, before the sun had even risen, Satu went out to his special hiding place on the island. Do you have a special hiding place? Well, Satu did. His special hiding place overlooked a little inlet on the island where inter-island boats would come by and bring supplies, and it also overlooked the Fire Mountain, or volcano, that was on his island. Satu loved to sit there in the morning and watch the sun come up over the mountain as the fire sprayed in the air. Well, this morning, not only did he get to see his volcano, he got a big surprise because an inter-island boat was coming in, and on it was something he'd never seen before. It was a little family, four people, a man, a woman, a boy about his age, and a little girl. He was shocked. He'd never seen people come on the boats before, and certainly not people like this. He ran down to the boat and asked the sailors, "Who are these people? What's going on?" The sailor said, "These are teachers." Teachers? What was a teacher? Satu had never heard of that before. The sailor laughed and said, "You'll soon find out. They plan to stay." Stay? These people were going to stay? But where? As the sailors were unloading boxes and things that were shocking to Satu because he'd never seen anything like them before, he noticed that it was starting to rain. Now, the rain didn't bother him, but the sailors were worried about the man's things. The man laughed and waved them off. "Don't worry," he said, and he pulled out a big cloth and covered all his stuff, and he got under it too. At that point, he saw Satu and motioned for him to come over. Satu was scared. What did this man want? He didn't know what to think. So he went running home to his family, burst through the door, and his family asked, "Where have you been? Where were you?" Satu told them about the people he'd seen, about the boxes, about the strange sheet that covered everything. His father shook his head and said, "Don't worry about that. I'm sure they're just merchants. They'll leave when the boat does." But Satu said, "No, the sailors said they planned to stay." This concerned Satu's father. Satu's father was the island chief, and he decided that he better go check this out and see what was going on. Satu and his father ran back down to the beach and were surprised at how many villagers came out too, despite the rain, to see this new curious thing that was happening. Unfortunately, by the time they got there, the boat was already gone, so any hope that Satu's father had of them leaving was gone for now. The family was excitedly talking to the villagers, and even though they couldn't understand them, they could tell that they seemed kind. They gave them sugar and little cakes and tried to talk to them. The big man had strange red hair on his face, something they'd never seen before, and the little boy had red hair too. The little girl had almost gold-colored hair. It was all so strange. The man turned to Satu and pointed to the boy and said, "Hans. Hans," over and over again, and Satu figured out that the boy's name must be Hans. Well, Satu wondered, "Does this man know that my father's the chief? Surely he must, based on the way he's dressed and his tattoos and things." They couldn't really communicate very well, but it became clear that the family planned to stay, so the villagers started helping them carry the boxes and the things that they'd brought with them back up into the village. Chief Meriden didn't know what to do. What was he to do with these people? He turned to one of the village elders and asked, "What should we do with them?" And the man suggested, "Let's put them in Tama's house." Now, Tama was the witch doctor, and he was gone to the other side of the island. Satu was shocked. Why would they put them there? What would happen? Well, you'll have to come back next week and find out what happens next. Will Hans and Satu become friends? Will the village people accept this strange new family? What is Chief Meriden gonna do? Will he be able to get them to leave? Come back next week and find out.